For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. There's a Veterans Resource Fair and Stand Down at the fairgrounds in Lakeport today from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Homeless vets and those at risk of homelessness can pick up free clothes, boots, and camping supplies. And any veteran can come by for free legal advice or help with services that are available but sometimes elusive for those of us whose bureaucratic skills aren't always up to par. When I swung by yesterday for the first day of the fair, Fritch Hall was packed with veterans and representatives from veterans organizations all over Lake and Mendocino counties. I sat down for a few minutes with Frank Parker, one of the main organizers of this event. He's the chairman of Lake County Vet Connect and an active member of several veterans organizations.
I was discharged August 28, 1962, and I can still tell you my serial number. RA1964-3791.
Well, I'm not going to verify that, so I will just take your word for it. Who shows up?
They vary. We're starting to see a lot more older veterans coming in for the resource fair. And the resource fair, what that includes is we have the VA here, VA benefits. We have the Sutter Hospital here. They can do their blood pressure, glucose testing, and all that stuff. We have VBA, which is the benefits side of it here. So if you have a claim, you need to come over here. They can check the claim and put in additional information for you. We have the Women's Health out of San Francisco's here. We have CalVets here. So if anybody needs a CalVet loan or any of that type of stuff, the guy's here to get you the information. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing, and it, even though it's so tiring, when it's over, you say, what a start lesson for next year. And that's when we start. When this is over, we'll take the weekend off and start planning for next year. We do the best we can with what we got, and we'll continue doing our stand downs until I just can't get up anymore.
Bob Penny was signing people in at the door. He had a whole crew of Vietnam-era vets in green reflective vests, leading people off into the maze of service providers.
I'm Bob Penny, and I'm retired from the County of Lake, working as the veteran service officer for the last 20 years. I think I've had two women veterans today, which is good. I love to see them come in and take advantage. Unfortunately, many women veterans don't think that they qualify for anything, you know, without talking to anyone to see if they qualify. And that's the biggest thing I've seen in the last 20 years in working with our local veterans.
A contingent of veterans from Fort Bragg was handing out supplies for homeless vets. John Goodridge is one of them.
I am a veteran, 2 tours of duty in Vietnam, a long time ago.
What are the veterans getting from your supply station today?
After the homeless veterans have seen some resources here that can help them out in the future, we also have clothes, boots, blankets, and sleeping systems that we pass off to the homeless veterans.
And it looks like a lot of supplies here. Where does all the stuff come from?
They get this from past military. We also get some stuff from the Red Cross and from other businesses donate stuff to the stand down, which we do once a year.
What does it mean, stand down?
The stand down is veterans getting together, supporting other veterans that maybe returned home from combat duties or Vietnam period, and they just can't get back on track. And so what we're trying to do is help them out any way that we can possibly do to get them back on track.
As the crowd thinned for lunch, I spoke with a Ukiah-based veteran social worker. He'd brought some homeless vets with him in hopes of connecting them with services.
My name is Will Van Sant, and I am a Veterans Justice Outreach Specialist for the VA. I cover Mendocino, Lake, and Humboldt counties. Mainly, I do outreach to veterans who are in the criminal justice system. I go into the jails and meet with them and go into the courts and work with them and The primary goal is to divert them into treatment for whatever treatment needs they have. Either it could be substance use or mental health treatment or both, and try and work with the court to get a plan to make that happen and facilitate that through VA treatment programs.
How can veterans get in touch with you to get these services?
My office is located at the Ukiah VA Clinic, which is at 630 King's Court in Ukiah. They can walk in anytime and ask to speak with me.
And what's your caseload like?
Right now we have a veterans treatment court here in Lake County that has about 20 veterans in it, and that's a specialized court that meets twice a month, and it's only vets in the court. It's a therapeutic court. And then in Mendocino County, I just have various veterans that I work with. Over the last 3 years, I've probably helped over 100 vets.
With the recent fires in Lake and Mendocino counties, donations to the Stand Down have dwindled. The mobile dental clinic was not available for on-site treatment, but Frank Parker is adamant about his message.
We take anybody, any veteran, any war, even peacetime. If you're a Cold War vet, drag yourself over here because you have benefits coming.
The resource fair is at 401 Martin Street in Lakeport today from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.